Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neve Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
A warm welcome to The Parent Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. I'm Lydia El-Khoury.
And I'm Shirley Heyman.
Now, tonight's show is a bit of eclectic mix, isn't it, Shirley?
It is. It's a really lovely mix, Lydia, of information. And, you know, the first people we're going to be talking to tonight are, well, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, because I have to admit I hadn't until we started researching it, but it's called Toco Youth Space. It's based in Luton. Check their website out. It really is quite a unique project. Toco is about providing new opportunities for young people, you know, from across Luton and actually the surrounding areas. And it's to help them learn and develop their own skills and talents in a safe and friendly and very inclusive environment. They have an amazing building that looks over the centre of Luton. They also hire out some of their rooms, actually, for corporate activities and meetings. So if you're a business locally and you need a nice room, check out Toco. But by them doing this, it supports the running of the building for the young people. They're a charity and they work really well with other partners in order to bring about new and exciting opportunities for the members of Toco and, of course, the wider community.
We've got Andy Calvert and he is the director, I believe, of Toco Youth Space in Luton. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks for
joining us this evening.
Good.
So, listen, tell us, why was Toco Centre set up?
I think the idea with the Toco Centre is that actually it's a government-funded project. So, in 2009, the government were finding where all these closed bank accounts were, and money was brought together for charities, voluntary organisations, including local authorities, to bid for some funding for a world-class youth centre in each area, in each location. And that's where the funding came from, and to set up to support young people in different areas of the country.
Right, and why do you think they picked Luton?
There was a bidding process, Actually, Luton being a multicultural area and the region sort of looking at how they're supporting young people in a positive attitude and lifestyles and different activities. And it was something that was felt that we as Luton could bid for as a partnership organisation. So it really made a difference to people in Luton, young people in Luton and the surrounding area as well.
And how do young people get involved? Who's it aimed at?
It's based on 13 to 19 year olds, 25 with disability. Young people can come to the centre. For a variety of activities. I mean, we're a sort of town centre based unit. The project across the country is part of My Place projects, and there's 63 projects across the country that are actually eventually funded by this fund. They vary in all different degrees. I mean, some are art centres, sports related. Ours is generic service, so in the building itself we have a cafe area, we have a dance studio, we have an interior climbing wall, 7 metre climbing wall. So it's engagement for those young people, 13 to 19. And then also becomes a training centre as well. So it's really a useful resource for Luton that we didn't have in the town centre.
Were you involved from the beginning, Andy?
Yes. It was a really interesting story, really. I started the project when I was in a voluntary sector, an organisation, of Luton and Bedfordshire Youth Association.
Yeah.
And we were getting supported when it first started off, and we were working with the young people. I helped work with young people to find the location, because the location of the centre was given over by Luton Borough Council. There was 5 sites up for offer, and the young people chose a site. So the whole project has been developed over the last few years with young people at the heart of the project.
And are those young people still involved today that were there at the beginning?
Yeah, some of them are still involved. Obviously, some have moved on to uni, et cetera, they've grown up with the project. But the uniqueness about the project was that we, first of all, they chose the site. And Luton Borough gave that site to the project. They sat on the board to actually choose the architect.
Yeah.
And actually, since the architect, they sort of changed the opinion of the adults, actually, which architect to go with. And the result of that is, actually, we've won 3 national awards since then for the project.
Yeah.
And the young people then got involved in the interior design, so all the furniture, fixtures inside the building were chosen by young people for young people. And our current youth board still sits, still has 2 places on the independent board. And they've actually worked with our summer programmes, developing programmes, summer holiday projects, etc., for other young people.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm just looking at your multi-purpose room and the view you have over Luton. It's fantastic.
It's, fourth floor. It's a panoramic view across the whole of Luton and really sets Luton in that valley. And we above that, actually, we've got a roof terrace as well, which looks the other direction across Luton. So it's you can see the airport and the runway and all that. So it's a really modern building for young people. And what's the uniqueness, I think, about it being in town centre? Any young person can get to it from a one bus ride.
Really, I was just going to ask that. You know, are they only from Luton, the young people?
No, I mean we've had people from around the area.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously it's Luton, Bedford, Milton Keynes. They've been across and Hertfordshire as well.
Yeah.
So it's obviously St Albans and Harpenden. It's a fairly local area, and people do come to Luton. They're coming from different areas, and we're open 7 days a week. So weekends, if families are shopping in Luton, the young people can come to the centre, have a game of pool, join into the activities, dance lessons we're doing, whatever. So it really does work and sort of works across the town, because sometimes there's a really good need for youth centres in locations, on estates, etc. But this gives a much more breadth of diversity and community cohesion, really, through the young people.
It certainly sounds like it. I mean, does it cost the young people lots of money?
Our youth board, they've set a membership because they think to be a member of something gives you a status and an ownership in the project. And it's £15 a year, which I think works about 30p a week.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously if there's holiday programmes, we can subsidise some of the holiday activities and the events we're doing, be that go-karting or trips out or training providers coming in, whatever, you know, that can support those kind of projects.
And what kind of children do you see, I shouldn't be saying children, should I, what adolescents do you have coming in through your doors? Is it children who are looking for a new group to meet, somewhere to hang out, make new friends?
Yeah, I mean, it varies on different events, because each day we do different projects, and that attracts different young people. On a Tuesday evening, we have a disability group. So young people with disabilities come down and have use of the building, but also that opens up the volunteering sector for some of those younger people, perhaps doing DOV or whatever volunteering activities they're doing, to come and support that group as well. Again, it's a community cohesion through disability and other young people. That's a Tuesday. Wednesdays we have project nights, and for instance, last night the Browners were down there because they were actually using the climbing wall. So other agencies can come in and use the building and use the resources. Thursdays and Fridays are drop-in evenings, so that attracts young people doing different activities and just coming in for chill out. Saturday afternoon as well, and Sundays we will put projects on, cooking projects, independent living skill projects. So you can see it's a real mix and collective mix of things that go on. And then linking into some of the training projects in the daytime as well. For those young people that are not in training and education and employment, we can get involved in activities there as well.
What kind of training programs do you run?
We've got a couple of things we're doing. One is we're working in part. We do a lot of partnership working with training providers. One of our key projects at the moment is doing some level one, level two youth work skills, which obviously is part of the whole project, and corporate skills. Those projects that are sort of just doing the 2-day a week training courses. I think one of our major projects, which I think it was something that may be useful to across the board, is our Fairbridge programme.
Yeah, that, we'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, this is part of the Prince's Trust. The Prince's Trust, there's quite a lot of programmes they run across the country, the Teen programme and Get Into programme. And Fairbridge is a programme for young people that are perhaps, as I like to describe it, with a bit of a chaotic lifestyle, or that perhaps not quite got themselves decided on what education route they want to go down, or they're out of work at the time and they need some more confidence building, self-esteem building. And the project works. The first week is a project where we do teamwork, communication skills, linked onto a residential for 3 days, and then onto a mentoring program after that. So young people can set their long-term, medium-term and short-term goals. And we work with those young people over a 3-month period to get them back on track or find a path they want to go down, really, and get into what they want to achieve. And that's for all young people across Luton and the surrounding area, because we're the first organisation in the country that the Prince's Trust have subcontracted the Fairbridge programme to.
That's wonderful news. It's fantastic. And it's on our doorstep. Obviously, Luton is only up the road.
It's a free programme for young people. We at the Prince's Trust fund the programme. So obviously, it's just the time the young people put into that to come down. They can get involved in that. Small group work as well. I mean, on most projects, it's about 12 young people, but it's on a monthly basis. So we're really rolling out. We're looking at 100 young people a year. And 3 weeks ago, we were given the contract for a second year.
That's fantastic. Great news. You must be delighted, Andy.
That was really good, yes. And that goes along with, actually, last week, we actually got our Children in Need funding as well. We got 3-year funding from Children in Need, which
well
was
done.
Superb, to help with those other projects and other things that young people come up with ideas and programs they want to get involved in. But I think the key of all we're working on this is that we don't replicate what other people are doing. We found gaps in the market that needed doing, and we work in partnership. For instance, there's 3 or 4 agencies in the town that do music. We haven't got a music recording studio because they're there. Oh, so we work in partnership. And we get the young people signposted to those organisations and work with sports. We're not a sports club, or we haven't got facilities for big sports, but we actually work with the sports providers in the town to signpost. And I think the vision of the place was, I mean, there's a lot of youth facilities around the town and even countries are hidden either within the school grounds, church halls, village halls, community centres. But this has a big sign outside, Toco Youth Space. 4-storey, big building, centre of town, promoting activities for young people.
That's really, really exciting to hear something so near to us happening,
yeah.
So positive. Now, and what's Toco Tots?
Toco Tots? Ah, right, okay, yes. We've had 2 bits of funding.
Yeah.
It started off, we had some funding for a young father's project.
Right.
So through health funding, we've got a worker working with for 20 hours a week, working with young fathers or fathers-to-be under 24.
Yeah.
So there's a range of services they're actually coming in for. That could be in, you know, sort of cooking skills, independent skills, support of that. Could be legal services or advice and guidance, really. But then young people can come along with their child to get involved. that, and also on the back of that, it was started with also because we host the young mothers worker as well in Luton. We have a young mothers under 18.
Yeah.
Young mothers worker. And some of those young people were saying there's lots of children's centres and they're great, and a lot of people do go to the children's centres around the town and different areas. But it was thought, well, perhaps the young people wanted to get more together as a group. So it's a peer mentoring group as well. And it's another service of those that perhaps didn't want to go to the children's centre.
Yeah.
Fancy the youth centre as a venue. So, yeah, we've only launched that in the last few weeks. And it's growing, and people are there, and it's a good piece of support as well.
I'm sure. So have you personally sort of seen any young people's lives, you know, completely turned around through the work
we've had
do?
Some real success stories. Oh, really,
can you share one with us?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a young man that was has been with us now for 18 months, really kind of had no direction, didn't know really what he was doing, in a relationship he wasn't quite sure was going in the right direction, but really lost and didn't know what to do with his life. Came and did some volunteering with us. He then sort of started developing on, and he went to our Fairbridge programme, got into that, moved on, and now he's in full-time employment.
Fantastic.
So that's worked. And then even our apprentices, two of our apprentices we have, because we've got four apprentices, two of them come in through the Fairbridge programme, through volunteering, and now actually we've employed.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely brilliant. And yeah. It's such great news for Luton and for the surrounding area that there's such a great resource on our doorstep. And I love that you're adding so many things all the time, Andy. Like, I have to say, like, young fathers, I wouldn't necessarily have thought that they're a group that needs support. You always kind of think about the mothers. But of course, I mean...
There's a lot of services. They're looking at mothers and that side of things. But the young father... You see them on a Wednesday, they get together with one of our youth workers and they go and play football together.
Brilliant.
Well, the learning comes through them saying, well, when I was at that stage having a child, or my child was doing this, I found this. And it's them talking about it to each other that support each other as well. It's great for us to be there and supporting them, but actually the learning through that peer education all the time. Mm. And that makes a completely difference. I mean, and some of the issues we tackle, I mean, we've tackled a lot around lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender work as well. There's nobody else in the town doing that age group we're doing, at 16 to 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
Another group that are actually perhaps marginalised in the sense that there's, you know, support, what support is around for people.
Yeah.
And each time it does change. And, you know, you see the growth in the young people because they've got a space. Our counselling service is the other really, really important thing. We've got funding for counselling. 400 now young people have been through our counselling service.
And what kind of counselling is it, Andy?
It can be, we have Relate and Sorted. Relate and Sorted is a local organisation that deliver the professional counselling, youth counselling. And that could be any issue. Now that could be, you know, the stress or anxiety, fear, you know, one of those different things, homeless or whatever that be, but they need some support. And that's a 6-week, they have 6 weeks, 1 hour a week with a counsellor. And the growth in some of those young people, and the good thing is, after the 6 weeks, they're not left because they can, if they're good enough to move into some of the projects we're doing, or there's still a support, if they come into the building, they still have a support mechanism around them to help them. And that is really, really important, and that's been a kind of real success story for the town, for young people of Luton, who can actually access that. And the one, it was just the other day, one of the councillors said to me, she said, Andy, I've got to tell you this, she said, one of the young girls come to me today, and she said, this is my third counselling appointment, she said, and when the world outside is grey and black and I'm feeling sad, I can come into the centre... And I'm greeted with a smile and somebody that cares.
Mm. That's it. You know you're getting it right.
That's how she saw it.
Yeah, wonderful. That's wonderful. So can parents nudge their teens in your direction? Can they?
Yep. Well, they just go to the website. So if you go to the TOCO website, so it's www.toco.co.uk, all the information's on there. The summer programmes are uploaded, it's best to go through that. They can follow us on Twitter, and we're on Facebook, and just follow what we're doing. And we get involved in many, many things in the town, and get involved in community projects. Because in the daytime, we rent the... Because we're a charity, we have to earn the funding to run the project.
Yeah.
So we rent the project out. We rent the rooms out to trainers, providers come in, hiring parts of the centre to use that. And that brings some funding in. So any bodies out there that's looking for a meeting room,
yeah,
a training room, or, you know, just a board meeting, for instance, they come along, you know that £25 now, whatever we pay, whatever you charge, whichever room you have, will go back into the community, back into that kind of, into work we're doing, and that's how we survive, really.
Great, and I can imagine that it's a very popular venue. I mean, it looks fantastic.
It's 2 years old, high tech, say £4.7 million we were able to get from the government to do this.
It looks like a very slick operation.
Yeah. And we work with it's always, as a charity, you always look at things, but there's 6 key workers. We work with the University of Bedfordshire, so supporting their students who are doing their degree in youth and community work. They do their hours, they do their face-to-face hours with us, so they're doing their work with us as well. So we've got those, and we've got a group of really dedicated volunteers that come in and work with us to do a bit of projects and the service that we offer in the building. A really good independent board, so that we're always looking for new board members, so adults can get involved. At the food bank, we've got 5 food banks in Luton, and on a Thursday afternoon, they bring the food and we deliver, and the parcels are taken out. And I've seen in 2 hours, 70 food parcels go out that door within a 2 hour, and that's for anybody in the community.
Yeah.
So, and the young people get involved in those projects. I mean, so we get community projects, we get involved in Love Luton and all the bigger projects they're doing. Really interesting. So it's taking that sort of service into the community and showing people that young people do have a voice, they do have a presence, they do have passion, and they do care, and they do want to make a difference as well in the community.
It's just great. I mean, I lived in Luton for 10 years and I always felt it got a really bad press.
That's right.
But, you know, you talking about this, just... superb.
Oh, I was born here. I was born in Luton. I grew up in Luton. And I kind of like, you know, it's needed. It's something that the team, myself and the team, are really passionate about, that young people should have a voice.
Mm.
And they need a driver to say, here is the opportunity. And this gives people opportunity. We don't make anybody do anything. 800 young people have been through that building. If I look at the list, I looked today, I just went through our membership list, 800 young people.
That's really impressive.
In two years,
that's amazing.
And they're in there doing different activities. The other day, I left the building at 6:30 in the evening. They were just about to open the youth provision. And I looked through the signing in book. 250 people had signed in that day.
Gosh.
Because we had training courses going on in different rooms. They were almost queuing from... It was amazing. It's to be used. But I really must say that Fairbridge and things like that, not just for Luton, they are for the wider community. So Hertfordshire, not Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire, all around the area can come and use some of the projects.
Great news for parents. Yeah. Absolutely great news for parents. Listen, Andy, thanks a million for joining us on the Parents Show this evening. Best luck. We'll get you on another year and we'll do another tally how many have been through your doors.
Yep, will do.
Lovely stuff. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Andy.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor the Parents Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.